We're talking here today with Evelyn Kramer from the South Central Calhoun Titans, soon to be Beaver up at BV as she is heading up there to wrestle. First of all, Evelyn, congratulations on the decision and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You've always had a terrific wrestling career going on since you started it. When did you decide that wrestling was something that you wanted to do at the next level?
I think my sophomore year, the BVU coach saw me at a tournament, an off-season tournament, and she came up to me and started talking to me. So that kind of like made me think more about college.
Had you thought about it much before that, or was that that really kind of made you say, hey, I know I can do this. I have coaches that are talking to me.
Well, my freshman year, I was kind of just like seeing how it would go in high school because I had no idea what it'd be like. But I feel like that was definitely like a table turner. Like it helped bring out that side that would, like, I felt more confident in my wrestling career.
And has wrestling helped you with confidence overall? And what have you learned through the sport of wrestling?
Yeah, it's definitely helped my confidence a lot. I used to be like very shy and like a timid kind of person, and I didn't really talk to a lot of people, but wrestling brings out like a better side of me, I want to say. Like I have more friends during wrestling season. Like I talk to more people. I focus more on school. I talk to more people that like I don't go to school with. So it's nice to have friends outside of school too.
And are you looking forward to kind of wrestling against some of those friends throughout this senior season?
It's always nice to have a match with them, but when you're on the mat, you don't really think of them as a friend. So, but after the match, you can be buddy buddies.
It's the perfect way to look at it. Friends off the mat and opponents on the mat. Absolutely. So
yeah.
You said BV was the first school that reached out to you. How many different schools did you talk to throughout this recruiting process?
I had two others other than BV. I went on one other college visit and it was a nice one, but I didn't really feel at home during that visit.
So what were the other schools? You said two others besides BV. Who were they?
Iowa Wesleyan was the first, like the second college that reached out to me. And that was my first college visit that I went on. And then I had a couple emails and texts from Simpson College, but I never really reached out back. I never reached back out to them.
Once you went to BV, was that pretty much where your mind was made up?
Yes, it was. It's super close to home, and it feels welcoming there.
Well, take us through that visit then, and what was the trip like over to Storm Lake to see BV, and what impressed you about the school?
Definitely their lunchroom. It's very nice. But that's just me. I love all lunchrooms. Their professors are very, very kind, and everyone there always seems so ready to talk and is very generous to everyone else there. It's a very small campus too, so it's not like I could get lost or anything. And it's not like overwhelming, and it's very close to home, so.
You've mentioned that one a couple of times. Was being close to home for you something that was important in your college decision?
Yes, it was.
Let's talk a little bit about that on that trip. Did you get a chance to sit in on a practice or meet the other girls on the wrestling team?
Yeah, so BVU just like started their girls wrestling career there. So this coming year is their first time having girls wrestling there. So I haven't really got to like see any of their like actual practices yet, but I do go to BVU practices like every Sunday, practice them there, and I go on tournaments with them too. So that's a good way to get like a good way for me to know their coaches more.
Would take us through kind of getting to meet their coaches and the relationship that you've built with those coaches.
I actually have a really good relationship with the coaches already. So when she first came up to me, her name is Paige Storm. She had like the biggest smile on her face, and I will always remember that. She was very like welcoming, funny, and she was so kind. And I remember like first time I went there, she immediately came and found me. She was very forward about what she wanted out of me. and she was very supportive, always came to like wrestling tournaments that were close by her to support me and watch me. So I was very kind and grateful of having her around.
You said that she kind of told you what she wanted from you. If you can tell us, what are some of the things that she expected and wanted out of Evelyn Kramer if you were going to be coming to BV?
I wouldn't say like she expected much like to come from me, but she wanted me as a leader on her team. Like she has told me numerous times that she needs me on her team. She'll do anything on her power, like in her power to have me on her team. Just because I don't know, I think she thinks I have a good spot in her team.
How many team members have you gotten to know that will be teammates with you coming up this, you know, next year at BV?
I know 3 or 4 of them, but I'm really close with one of them if she fully commits to BV.
Are you talking with her about that, or are you letting her kind of make that decision on her own?
She applied and she was accepted, but I'm not quite sure if she is full on with BV just yet, so we'll see.
You made the announcement a couple of weeks ago on social media here, I think 2 weeks ago, that you were going to be going to BV. I was on vacation that week, and you went on vacation the week after that. What made you decide that now was the time that you wanted to go ahead and make that commitment? Was it getting it out of the way before this upcoming school year and wrestling season, or was it that you just knew that now was the time, and no matter who else reached out to you, that BV was where you wanted to go?
It was a little bit of both. Like, I feel like I knew BV was the right choice right away just because it was so welcoming. I've never felt so welcomed by a college before. And I also kind of wanted to get out of the way just because I have been going to tournaments with them. I wrestle for them already kind of on off season. So it was kind of like, it was a nice feeling to know that I was fully committed to college.
I know you've been doing some AAU and some tournaments, as you said, through BV this summer. What are you focused on this summer about getting better? Where have you been working to try and improve as a wrestler?
Well, I'm trying better to be more coachable, which I've been told multiple times that I am very coachable. But going into college is kind of like you'll have new coaches, and these last 3 tournaments, Paige has been my coach. So I'm trying to see the ways that she coaches, how she wants things to go down, so I understand when I go into college.
What have you learned about her then as a coach with her coaching you and her style?
It's very similar. Like we see eye to eye on a lot of things, but after a match, you will have to go talk to her about it. Like she won't come talk to you if you're like mad or upset about something. She'll let you cool down, and you will have to go find her afterwards. So I really respect that out of her.
Senior season coming up for you later on, you know, this winter. What's the goal for you? Last year you made it down to the Girls State Wrestling Tournament and had a good run down there. What's the goal for you going into your senior year?
Last 3 years have been kind of the same for me at State. I haven't been able to get past the blood rounds, so that is definitely one of my goals this year at State, is to finally pass that blood round. Another goal for me personally is to see more girls try wrestling, have more girls like show up to practice to at least try it and see who actually likes it and who, I don't know, wants to try.
What kind of conversations have you had with girls at South Central Calhoun there to try to get them to maybe go out for wrestling and give it a shot?
I've tried a couple times to talk to a few girls because I think they'd be great asset on the team. But some of them I don't think are very comfortable with the feeling of wrestling other people. The idea of being in like a singlet, which is totally understandable. Like I wasn't very comfortable with that right away, but I'm going to try and like get out there more with the wrestling stuff for girls, so hopefully I can do that.
Now I know you're not just going to go to college just to wrestle, you're going to get that education as well. What's Evelyn Kramer want to do in the future? Do you know what you're majoring in yet and what you want to focus on for the future?
I'm going to try my best to work towards physical therapy and major in anything science-wise.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're going to be very successful in your senior season. I think BV's getting an outstanding young lady and wrestler, so we appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on the decision, and best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you during the wrestling season or here soon.
Thank you.
You bet. Evelyn Kramer again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, she is headed to Storm Lake to BV to become a wrestler after her senior year.